我们在第六章看见的一个人顺服谁就做了谁的奴仆。
In chapter 6, we see that the whole that we obey become their slave.
当一个人还没真正得救以前
，before one was saved，
他不认识耶稣的救赎
，he doesn't know redemption of Christ Jesus。
他在罪恶中间生活
，in sin he lives。
他在罪恶中间以为自己可以自由自在的犯罪
，in sin he thought he can sin freely。
所以他就享受最终之乐
，so he enjoyed the happiness in sin，
甚至以罪为乐。
And also he feels the sinning is a joy.
以罪为王。
Also sinning is a king.
以罪为荣耀。
And to sin is a glory.
他就在罪中享受自由。
So in sin he enjoys his freedom.
圣经告诉我们没有这样便宜的事情。
But the Bible says there's nothing that's cheap and free.
撒旦给你罪中的快乐。
Because Satan gives you the joy in sin.
使你享受犯罪的自由的同时。
And also at the same time we enjoy the freedom of sinning.
还是毁灭你的自由。
But it also destroys your freedom.
相多你的自由
as a snatch away your freedom.
一个玩弄罪的人是玩弄自己
a one who played the fool with sin is played the fool with himself.
一个玩弄罪的人是被罪所玩弄
a one who played the fool with sin actually was being played the fool by sin.
一个人以为自己掌管罪他就是被罪所掌管
when a man thought he is controlling sin actually sin is controlling him.
你犯罪的时候你的自由是参与的
because at a time when you sin your freedom is being involved.
你的自由是出于你自己的
it is out of yourself.
所以你是顺从了罪的力
so you obey the law of sin
你就把你的肢体献给罪做奴仆
so your part of the body is given to sin as a tool
当耶稣基督救赎成功以后
but when Christ has accomplished salvation
救恩的这个能力运行在你的身上
and the power of salvation is now working out in you
施恩的灵运行在你的生命里面
and the spirit of grace is now working in you
你清楚认识基督是为我死了
and truly you know that Christ died for you
基督把我买赎回来
and has redeemed me
这样我现在不再属于自己
and now I no more belong to myself
我是属于主的
I belong to my Lord
既然我是属于主的
since I belong to my Lord
我今天应当在基督给我有新的恢复自由的这个状态中间重新考虑我应当怎样顺服
today in Christ I have this state of freedom I want to consider how would I behave
当我犯罪的时候我用自由参与了自己犯罪的事情
when I sin I use my own freedom to participate in the sin
我就在犯罪中间出卖了自己
but in the sinning itself I betray my freedom
在犯罪的过程中间我实在是没有真正的自由
and in sinning I do not have a true freedom
因为真正的自由不是只有犯罪的自由应当是可以脱离罪恶的自由才是真正的
because true freedom is not free to sin but the ability to live sin
但是所有犯罪的人有犯罪的自由没有脱离罪恶的自由
but those who sin are free to sin but not the freedom to live sin
这样我怎么能离开罪恶
so how can I live sin
这样使我成义使我得救的一定是出于神自己的能力
so the one who justify me the one who sanctify me must come from the will of God
因为我已经出卖自由之后我没有办法再得回已经出卖的自由
because after I've sold my freedom to sin I cannot redeem it back
这样是神的主权把我挽回过来
it is the sovereignty of God that redeem me
不是我的主权把我挽回过来
not my own freedom my own sovereignty redeem me
神使我重新得着自由
God once again allow me to regain my freedom
不是我自己可以争回已经出卖的自由
not that I can fight back my freedom for myself
这个基督徒一定很清楚这个不同的地方
because Christian must very clearly know the difference of this
否则你没有救到这是神的大恩
if not you can understand this is the great grace of God
圣经怎么描写这件事呢
now how the Bible describes things
圣经说当我们死在过犯之中的时候
the Bible says,
他使我们活过来
the Bible says that while we are yet dead in sin he resurrects us
一个死的人怎么有自由呢
a one who is dead how can he have freedom
一个死的人怎么有另外的选择
a one who is dead how can he make choices
一个死的人已经没有一个新的行动自由的可能
a one who is dead how can he have the freedom to act newly
他使我们活过来
so he allow us to live up again
他把新的生命赐给我们
to give us a new life
这表示得救的事情上我们的自由没有参与的
which is in the work of salvation our freedom do not participate
这才叫做恩典
and that's called grace
犯罪的事情上你的自由是参与有
because in sin we participate freely
是你甘 心把自己出卖给罪恶。
Freely you want to sell yourself to sin.
啊，你没有办法挽回。
But you cannot redeem yourself back.
得救的时候不是出于你的意志，是出于上帝的意志。
But in your salvation, it's not coming from your will, but from God's will.
不是你的自由所能达到被拯救的果效，是神的主权把恩典施行在你身上。
Not that your freedom can take you to this state of salvation, but God's sovereignty saves you.
所以当我们活死在罪中的时候
，So when you yet dead in sin,
他使我们活过来了。
He allow us to be alive.
所以保罗说：“我如今成了何等样的人，都是因为主的恩才成的。”
And that's why Paul said, "What kind of man I become before it is by the grace of God."
恩典的本意就是否定功劳的。
Because the grace, the doctrine of it, it denies our work.
在恩典的范围里面没有行为的这个因素在其中。
Because in grace there's no element of work.
不是因为我的行为够好。
It is because I'm good enough.
不是因为我自己愿意选择神。
It is not because I choose God myself.
他才施恩给我。
And then He gave me His grace.
刚好反过来。
But it's just a reverse.
因为他肯施恩给我。
Because He's willing to give His grace to me.
肯把救赎的恩典施行在我已经死的人身上。
To apply the saving grace upon me who's dead.
我才有可能从死里面复活。
And then is that possible for me to be alive and dead?
当我们从死里复活以后呢？
When they're resurrected from dead.
我就是一个有新生命的人。
I'm the one with new life.
所以以弗所书第二章第十节告诉我们。
And that's Ephesians 2 verse 10 says.
我们原是上帝的工作。
We are His handiwork.
在基督里面造成的。
It is being made in Christ.
这里是神的第二次创造的工作。
And God's second creation.
这就是新造。
That's called a new creation.
原造是什么呢？
What's the first creation?
就是我们在最终已经失败灭亡的那个生命。
And that my body and that life is dead because we sin.
我们的原造就是从亚当传记下来有原罪的生命。
The original created life is what inherited from this, inherited from Adam with a sinful nature.
我们就以亚当一样的因背灭神因罪的缘故进到死亡的地。
So we are like Adam because of rebellion we enter into death of sin.
那么新造是什么呢？
What's the new creation?
上帝借助基督从死里活的大能把新生命赐给我们。
God through Christ Jesus who resurrected from dead and give us the new life.
所以这个新造我们就照着神救赎的旨意领受了新的生命。
So this new creation, according to the saving grace of God, we receive the new life.
所以我们成为新造的人。
So that's why we call new creation.
这就是保罗在哥林多后书第五章所讲的话。
And that's what Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
如今在基督里面的人就是新造的人。
That he who are in Christ are new creation.
就是已过都变成新的。
The old has passed and now been turned to new.
那现在我们看自己是谁的？
So what do we look at ourselves?
我今天这个新造的我是有神自己的生命在我的里面。
That this new created I has a life of God in me.
这个生命是超过在亚当里面死的那个生命。
And this life surpasses the life we had in Adam which is dead.
因为原造是神借的话语造的。
Because the first creation was created by the word of God.
新造是借着神的儿子耶稣基督的死而复活的大能造。
But the new creation is created by the power of resurrection of Christ Jesus.
所以原造是一个普遍的自然的生命。
So the first creation is a natural life.
新造是圣灵把上帝的生命放在我里面。
The new creation is that Holy Spirit give us God's life in us.
所以我们有神生命的本性。
So we have the nature of God's life.
我们不可能有神的本质。
But we cannot have that essence of God's life.
我们有神生命的道德本性。
But we have the morality nature of God's nature.
也就是彼得后书第一章第四节所讲的。
Just like 2 Peter 1 verse 4 says,
我们现在在上帝的性情上有份。
That we share a nature of God's divinity.
什么叫做在上帝的性情上有份？
What if we share the nature of God?
The partaker of the divine nature of God. 但意思就是说呢，我们现在会爱神所爱。
Which is now we can love God's love. What God's love?
我们会恨神所恨。
Hate what God hates.
因为我们变成有神的生命同生命中间那种性情。
So we have God's life and God's life's nature.
我相信这是每一个基督徒的经验。
This is the experience of many Christians.
一个真正重生的基督徒。
A one who truly regenerated.
他不会在感情上做上帝 故意做上帝的仇敌。
He cannot in emotion purposely do the thing that God hates.
一个真正领受新生命的人
，a one who truly received a new life，
神在基督里重造了他。
In Christ recreated，
使他有新造的经验。
He has a new creation experience，
新生命的本质。
And also new nature of new life，
新生命的本性。
And also new nature of the life，
新生命的观念。
And also new concept of new life，
有新生命的方向。
And also new direction of new life，
所以他的感情与神的感情开始协调起来。
So your emotion now come into harmony with God's emotion。
凡神所爱的，我也爱。
What God's love, I love。
凡神所恨的我也恨。
What God's hate, I hate.
这样的经验如果你从来没有
，If you do not have this experience,
就很难证明你是真正的救的。
Then it is difficult to prove that you've been saved.
一个有神生命的人怎么爱犯罪
？Because the one who have God, God's love, how can you want to sin anymore?
不是说得救的人不会犯罪。
It doesn't mean that those who have been saved cannot sin anymore.
我不是说得救的人未曾犯过罪。
I'm not saying that those who have been saved have not sinned again.
因为圣经清楚告诉我
，Because the Bible clearly tells us.
约翰对收信人说：“你们中间若有人犯罪
，because John told the receiver of the letter say, if you have sin in you,
父那里有一位中保
，in God as the mediator。”
约翰这封信不是写给非基督徒
，and this epistle of John is not given to the non-Christians，
它是写给已经得救的基督徒
，but it's written to the Christians who are saved。
所以呢，这就表明基督徒也可能会犯罪。
Which means is it possible for Christians to sin？
那么基督徒犯罪跟非基督徒犯罪不同的地方在哪
？The Christian when they sin and the non-Christian when they sin, what's the difference？
就是新生命本性对罪的回应不同。
That the response of the new nature in him is different.
但是非基督徒犯罪的时候以罪为荣耀。
The non-Christian when they sin, they glorify themselves in sinning.
以罪为快乐。
They thought they have joy in sin.
以罪为游戏。
And they thought it's a game in sinning.
基督徒绝对不这样。
But not for Christians.
虽然我们有时软弱也会犯罪。
Even though sometimes we are weak, we can fall into sin.
我们里面有一个新的良心的功用。
But then there's a new function of a conscience.
我们有新的神给我们的道德的本性
God has given us new nature of morality
新造新生命的新方向
A new direction, new creation
所以我们会恨恶上帝所恨恶的
So we hate what God hates
我们害羞神所不愿意的事情
We feel shameful what God dislikes
我们会忧愁神所忧愁的事情
We worry what God worries
这是新生命的记号
And that's a sign of new life
新性情的回应
And also the response of new nature
新造的人的新的方向
And also new direction of new creation
那当我们看见不好的事情的时候
When we see things that are not good
我们会难过
We feel sad
这个难过是从前没有的
We feel sad that's something we don't have
我们看见神所喜悦的事情的时候
Thing that's pleasing
我们很兴奋的很喜乐去做
You feel very excited and do it joyfully
这种感情也是过去所没有的
This kind of emotion in the past we don't have it before
所以这样你就愿意用新的自由就是不是出卖而拿回来是神新造的时候给你的自由
So you want to use the freedom that God has given to you when you are being created, recreated
很甘愿地把自己顺服义做义的奴仆
Very willingly you want to submit to righteousness to be the servant of righteousness
你很愿意的
You're willing
你这样做累吗
Do you feel tired?
你这样做苦吗
Do you feel very heavy heart?
不是的
No
上个礼拜我们在印尼有一个1300人的一个大的这个大的聚会
And also last week we have a big meeting in Indonesia with 1300 people
从好几十个岛有差不多几十个城市200多个教会的人来参加
From tens of cities about 200 of the churches came together
远的地方的飞机票贵得不得了
And those who come from far is very expensive in their etiquette
来参加
When they come to attend
我们十多个讲员
And we have tens of the speakers
有几个从外国来的
And some came from overseas
我们主讲的这个聚会分成两个层次
And we have two levels of the meetings
就是牧师传道长老这些这是有500多人
Pastors, elders and deacons about 500 of them
各地的青年跟学生跟这个青年的领袖有差不多七八百人
Leaders are young people and students about 700 or 800
所以差不多将近1300个人
So about 1300 people
白天分成两个礼堂 这个教会领袖跟青年学生不同的礼堂举行。
In the daytime, we divided into two groups: the church leader and the young people.
晚上的时候是集合在一起。
And at night, they assemble together.
那当然，我自己讲到的次数比别的讲员更多。
So I spoke in more sessions.
但有许多的这个委员会做了半死到两三点才睡觉。
And many committee members work so hard.
那我自己也很累。
I was very tired.
但我问一个人说：“你累吗？”
I asked the person, "Are you tired?"
你知道他怎么回答呢？
You know what? How did he reply?
我很甘愿累。
I'm very willingly to get exhausted.
我有时累到忘记自己正在累。
Sometimes I feel so exhausted, I do not know that I'm so exhausting.
你说你这样做很辛苦吗？
You feel that you are very tired in doing that?
有这样的机会同这样的权柄辛苦，我们还不感谢主吗？
You say you want to give thanks to God because of the opportunity to have, to feel tired.
当我听了这样话的时候，
When I heard all these things,
Isn't this my privilege to be tired for my Lord?
这不是我的权柄为主来劳力吗？
Isn't this very rare opportunity to labor for our God, our service?
这不是很稀罕的机会，我能够为我的主来劳力吗？
I'm so willing.
我是很甘愿。
I enjoy.
我是很享受。
I like it.
我很喜欢。
Next year I will do it again.
明年我还再做。
这差不多几十个这样的青年。
And tens of this kind of young people.
做得半死半活。
They feel so tired in working.
心中充满喜乐。
By in heart they feel with joy.
感谢上。
Praise the Lord.
我就明白他们实在地经历了这个把肢体献给义做奴仆的意义。
So to realize the meaning that we give our part of body to be the servant of righteousness.
你到夜总会去看。
When you go to the nightclub.
你到赌博馆去看。
When you go to the climbing hall.
一个人怎么可以整个晚上一直在桌子上游泳？
How can one swim upon the table days and nights?
一直打麻将，打麻将。
And play mahjong for the day and night.
他为了要抢别人的钱。
Because he wants to rob people's money.
他用他的理性。
And using his reason.
有各样的办法赌博。
And all methods to gamble.
他真正的目的是要把人的钱把他抢过来。
The true purpose is he wants to snatch away people's money.
所以他的手就做了不义的奴仆。
So his hand became the tools of unrighteousness.
赌博到人家去偷东西。
So when you gamble and you steal.
跟在赌这个强盗到人家去偷东西。
When the robber go and rob.
跟赌客在赌桌的桌子上抢东西差不多一样。
As compared to gamblers, they snatch away from people on the table is the same.
而且他的面皮厚得不得了，等于说我要抢你的东西啦。
And so thick and skin and say, I want to rob your money now.
他只看到钱，没有看到什么叫义。
He only see money but not righteousness.
看到钱，没有看到什么叫朋友。
He only see this money not friends.
我们一同去赌博。
We go and gamble together.
我来抢你的好不好？
And I'll take away your money.
就是这个意思。
That's the meaning.
那么这种犯罪的事情，
this kind of sinning,
怎么可能几个钟一直做一直不会累？
How can you gamble for hours without being tired?
因为他已经把他的这个肢体献给罪毒。
Because he given his part to be the tools of unrighteousness.
那么得救的人还是这样吗？
Those who are saved is the same.
不是。
No.
新造的人。
In the new creation.
基督里造成的。
Is greater in Christ.
新的生
命。New life.
新的本性。
New nature.
新的道德本质。
New moral nature.
新的方向。
New direction.
新的感受。
New emotion.
新的自由。
New freedom.
有新的奉献。
New dedication.
有新的决定。
And new direction.
所以保罗说，
That's why Paul says,
从前怎样把肢体乐意献给罪做奴仆。
In the past, willingly you dedicate your part of body to be the tools of righteousness.
如今把你的肢体献给义做奴仆。
Now give the part of body to be the tools of also righteousness.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
那么现在又问一个问题。
I want to ask a question now.
就是当我做罪的奴仆的时候。
When I'm the servant of sin.
犯罪是我的自由。
Sinning is my freedom.
但是我在犯罪中间已经触犯了律法而变成不自由。
But it is in sinning I've go against law, I've lost my freedom.
这个问题怎么解决呢？
How do you solve this problem?
我在罪中想自由的时候，也就是在律法中间不可能享受自由的同样的
时候。And sin when I enjoy freedom is the same that I don't enjoy freedom in the law.
我真的用自由犯罪的时候，
When you use freedom to sin,
就是必定很不自由的被律法套住要受他的
时候。Which is surely you are not free because you've been caught by law.
这样自由罪恶跟律法有关联在其中。
So freedom, sin and law, there's the relationship.
我越自由犯罪，
The more I'm free to sin,
我就越不自由挣脱律法的捆绑。
The more I'm not free to get away from the bondage of law,
我越用自由犯罪。
The more I use the freedom to sin,
我就越亏欠律法对我的追讨。
The more I fall short of the demand of the law,
所以当我罪上祸的时候
，So when I live in sin,
也就着你因罪而死的时候
，Which means I die in sin,
当我在罪上自由发挥我的愿望的时候。
When I'm free in sinning my desire,
也就是律法要套住我，使我没有自由来反抗的时候。
Which in law will now catch me so that I have no freedom to go against it.
除非世界上没有法律。
Unless there's no law in the world.
除非犯罪没有责任。
And law that unless there's no responsibility in sinning.
除非没有神的制裁。
Unless there's no judgment from God.
除非没有最后的审判。
Unless there's no last judgment.
我的自由才是真正绝对的自由。
Then my freedom is an absolute true freedom.
但可惜没有这样的事情。
But then there's no such thing.
所以呢，这Dostoevsky的这个 Brothers from Karamazov 那一本书里面
，So Dostoevsky in his book called Brothers from Karamazov
那个做弟弟的 Ivan。
And that's a brother called Ivan.
他呢代表无神论者讲一句最可怕的话
，representing the atheist, he said a very terrifying statement.
他说 ，If there is no God, I can do everything.
如果没有神的话，我可以自己做我要做的事情。
如果没有神，我什么都可以做。
If there's no God, I can do everything I want to do.
你讲过这个话吗
？Have you said that before?
你讲过这个话
？Have you said that before?
你心里深处。曾经盼望过没有神。
Deep in your heart, have you hoped that there's no God?
你无意识中间
，unconsciously，
你实实在在讲过这一句。
Truly, you've said this before.
如果没有神多好。
If there's no God, it's so good.
如果我犯罪的自由不必交账，不必受审判，多好。
If I sin in freedom and there's no judgment, it's good.
你说我没有讲过。
You say I never said that.
我说你无意中下意识讲过讲。
I say subconsciously you say that.
一个人考试的时候判断老师不在，你知道为什么吗
？A one who take exam the hope that the lecture is not there.
是哪一种人考书判断老师不在
？What kind of people will hope that the teacher is not there when they have the exam?
是哪一种要偷看以前要看东看西看老师在哪里
？And the one before he cheat, he want to look around.
你偷看以前，你不会马上就偷看。
And before you really cheat, you will not go ahead and cheat right away.
你偷偷眼睛溜来去看看老师在哪里。
You first take a look where is the lecturer.
如果他不再看你的时候
，if he's not looking at you,
你就对自己的偷看有更大的把握了。
Then you have now you're more confident in trying to cheat.
当你正在看他，发现他也正在看你，就不好。
But when you look and see that he's looking at you, you won't do that.
就视线一相遇的时候
，because when the sight meet,
表示自由受约束。
Which is the freedom is being bound.
我讲这个话，你们笑的，笑的都有经验的。
And so you will laugh at this experience.
当你们要偷看的时候呢
？Before you cheat in the exam,
你唯一的盼望就是老师不在。
Your hope is that the lecturer is not there.
老师看不见。
The lecturer cannot see me.
老师不看见。
The lecturer doesn't see me.
老师见不看。
Then he doesn't can't see anymore.
啊，见东见西不看我的事情就是了。
When he doesn't look at me, that will be good.
所以我告诉你。
So I tell you,
无神论不要讲他理论对不对
？The atheist would not argue whether their doctrine is right or not.
无神论的真正动机就是要自由犯罪，不愿意受审判。
The true motive of the atheist is that they want to sin freely without judgment.
The true motivation of atheism is the enjoyment of freedom without judgment. 就是这样简单。
无神论者真正的这个动机乃是能够犯罪，但是没有审判。
所有的哲学理论
，all philosophical doctrines，
下着不单在内容的层次
，the value is not lie on the content itself，
内容的价值的层次的价值肯定是根据动机层次性。
Because the confirmation of the value of the content will depend on the motivation of it.
你懂这一句话
，We know this.
你一生就变成很聪明的青年人。
In the whole life, become a very intelligent young man.
减少许多不必要的吃亏。
You cut a lot of this false short that you have.
因为在许多伟大的理论背后有非常卑劣的动机存在。
Because in many of these great theory behind it, there is the ulterior motive.
许多甜言蜜语的背后。
And because after these sweet words,
有 笑里藏刀的诡计。
Then there's a knife hidden.
撒旦从来没有做亏本的生意。
Satan will not do a losing business.
说如果没有上帝
，If there's no God，
我就可以做什么事。
Then I can do whatever I want to do.
我什么事都可以做。
I can do all things.
做了以后又逃之夭夭。
And then I can run away from judgment.
逃离法网。
And then I run away from judgment.
因为神是不存在的。
Because God doesn't exist.
很可惜没有这样的事。
But pitifully there's no such thing.
老子在2600年前。
老子2600 years ago.
讲一句话，天网恢恢，疏而不漏。
The heaven hand is wide but never loose.
原文不是不漏，是不实，不没有失，不会失去。
It will not get lost.
天网恢恢，疏而不实，那是老子《道德经》的原文。现在我们都改成不漏。
You see, the heavenly net is loose but never get lost.
什么意思呢
？What do you mean?
神的律法是存在的。
Because God's law exists.
在中国的哲学里面没有明文的上帝的律法。
In Chinese philosophy, there's no such word called God's law.
我们只有说良心里面有一些的功用和律法发生关系。
But only there's some function of conscience related with law.
人有同样的心，心有同样的道理。
Men have same kind of heart, and the heart have same kind of laws.
这是罗马书第二章所讲的。
According to Romans chapter 2,
那些没有律法的人
，those have no law.
上帝把律法的功用放在他们心里面。
God has put the function of law in their heart.
给他们可以分辨什么是是，什么是非
，so that they can discern what's right, what's wrong.
所以这样，许多的民族虽然没有明文上帝赐下的律法
，so that even though many of nationalities do not have a law of God,
他们的良心的功用就代表上帝的律法。
But the conscience of their heart become the representative of law, God's law.
律法的存在是为什么呢
？The existence of law was a purpose.
约束犯罪的自由。
To limit our freedom of sin.
律法的存在。
And the existence of law.
心理良心的功用。
And the function of our conscience.
绝对不是进化的过程所能产生的果效。
Absolutely, it's not the product of evolution.
所以进化论没有办法解释太多事情。
So evolution cannot explain many things.
进化论不过是基于人跟猴子有点相同，就推想一大堆事情出来。
Evolution only based on the fact that man has some similarity with the monkeys.
但是愚笨的人就看相同的地方。
But those who are fools will see the similarity.
聪明的人就看不同的地方。
Those who are intelligent and wise will see the difference.
有一次我买了 Botticelli 的这个片。
Once I bought a Botticelli's painting.
这个片，这个
CD.
CD. 我忽然间发现了，完全没有声音出来。
Suddenly I found that there's no voice coming from it.
我也想带回去换。
I want to go and exchange it.
就很贵的东西嘛。
It's very expensive.
怎么会跟完全没有声音出来
？How can it? There's no voice.
原来我买的是 VCD， 不是 CD.
Actually, I bought VCD on the CD.
所以呢，这个不同的机不能出这个声音出来。
So different kind of machine cannot play the sound.
但你从外面看一样吗
？Well, see from outside the same.
VCD 跟 CD 一样吗
？VCD 一样 ，CD they look the same.
你问那些不懂的人，他一样。
You ask people who have no knowledge, it's the same.
谁说不一样呢
？Who says different?
那些有真正经验的。
Those are true experience.
只知其同而不知其异的是笨人。
Those who know the similarity but not the difference are fools.
能知道不同在哪里的人才是聪明人。
Wise are those who know what's the difference.
进化论把人动物的相同点拿来讨论是笨的。
Evolution discussing the similarity of apes and men, they're fools.
神的道把人跟动物的不同拿来讨论才是聪明。
Because the word of God discusses the difference of men and animals.
我再重复刚才那句话。
One more time I say that.
人的良心功用绝对不是进化过程所能产生的果效。
The function of man's conscience will not be the result, the product of evolution.
那唐博士，动机是不是因为你反对进化论，所以你讲这句话做
？Is it because the motive you go against evolution? That's why you say this.
根据刚才你的论点，就是不要他们看内容，要看动机。
Because what you say there, you want to see the content, you want to see also the motivation.
因为你做牧师的反对进化论，所以你讲这句话，是不是
？And because as a pastor you go against evolution, that's why you say this statement.
不是的。
No.
因为这句话不是我讲的，是进化论的伟大的思想家讲。
Because I did not say this statement, but the great thinker of this atheist evolution said that.
One of the most important evolutionists said that. 谁呀？
Who is that?
这个是 Thomas Henry Huxley.
Thomas Huxley.
他跟谁一同联名讲这句话。
And he together with another person said this.
跟 Herbert Spencer.
Herbert Spencer.
这两个人都是十九世纪最伟大的进化论学者。
So these two men are the great 19th century evolutionists.
他们都在伦敦。
They were in London.
他们都认识达尔文。
They know Darwin.
他们都赞成进化论。
They go agree with his evolution.
是这两个人把达尔文的进化论推广在全世界讲英文的世界里面。
It is these two men who propagated the thought of this Darwin to all the English speaking world.
19世纪进化论发现出来。
In 19th century, when evolution's theory was discovered,
不需要三十年。
In less than 30 years,
在澳洲。
In this Australia, in New Zealand,
在美国,
in America,
在印度,
in India,
在这一个, 这个, 这个, 加拿大,
in Canada,
在全世界讲英文的地方, 都许多人研究进化。
In English-speaking world, all people study evolution.
不是达尔文自己做到的。
Not Darwin himself,
Daniel. 就是这两个人的功劳。
But these two men,
因为他们完全同意进化。
Because totally they agree with evolution.
他们动机是为什么呢？
What's the motivation?
因为他们不肯接受基督教。
Because they don't want to accept Christianity.
不肯接受基督教的创造论，你要走哪条路？
If you don't accept creationism in Christianity, where do you go?
不愿意接受神启示的动机，就开门来接受进化论，自言其说。
Because of this motive, they want to reject creationism, that's why they accept evolutionism.
这两个人讲什么话？
These two men, what did they say?
就是刚才那句话。
And the statement just now.
良心的功用。
The function of conscience,
理智的分析力,
and the analytical power of our rationality,
这两件事,
these two things,
绝对不是进化过程可能产生的果效。
Absolutely cannot be the product in the process of evolution.
所以我不是攻击他们。
So I'm not attacking them.
是他们自己不打自招。
They then just say,
他们自己承认。
They acknowledge that.
动物进化不可能产生良心。
In the process of evolution, cannot produce conscience.
动物进化不可能产生理性这么复杂的功能。
Cannot produce complex rationality.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
所以这个良心就照圣经罗马书所讲的。
So this conscience is what Romans talk about.
上帝把他的律法放在人的心。
God has put his law in us.
你说我没有摩西的律法。
You say, I do not have the Moses law.
上帝说不要紧。
God said, never mind.
你有我放在你里面的良心的律法。
You have the conscience law in you that I put in.
所以只要有良心功用。
When there's a function of conscience,
你就是非之心的分别功能。
And also the function of discern the right and wrong.
只有良心的功用。
And the function of conscience,
你就有这个犯罪又感到羞耻懊悔的感觉那个功用。
When you sin, there's a function of feeling shame and regretful.
所以呢，中国的第二大圣人。
So the second saint in Chinese
就是孟子
Mencius
他是整个东方世界中间良心论最靠近圣经的思想的人。
In the Oriental, his doctrine of conscience is closest to the Bible.
孟子说什么呢？
Mencius, what did he say?
他有恻隐之心，人皆有之。
The heart of compassion everyone has.
这个羞过之心，人皆有之。
The heart of shamefulness everyone has.
羞恶之心，
The one who hates this feel shame.
慈让之心，人皆有之。
And the one who is heart of humility, everybody has.
是非之心，人皆有之。
The heart of right and wrong, everybody has.
就是东方哲学最伟大的，把人与动物不同的本质分别出来，最好的坏。
And this is the best statement of Chinese philosophy, the discerning man and animals.
人与动物不同在哪里？
What's the difference of you and animals?
人知道什么叫做错。
We know what's wrong.
人知道什么叫做害羞。
We know what's shamefulness.
人知道什么叫做同情。
What's compassion.
人知道什么叫做分辨。
What's the discernment.
老虎吃人会不会懊悔？我吃人懊悔，懊悔会不会
the tiger would you feel regretful after you eat the man.
如果老虎懊悔，一定说懊悔刚才吃的不够多。
And if you feel regret, maybe you forget to eat more.
他没有犯罪。有良心这辈的功能在哪里？
When he does wrong, he doesn't have like a pricking coming to conscience.
在普遍启示中间，
But in the general revelation,
有良心，
There's a conscience.
在特殊启示中间，
In special revelation,
有明文的律法，
That is the written law.
那么律法与人的关系怎么样
？And what's the relationship of law and us?
你说我得救啦。
You say I'm safe.
得救了以后和律法有关系吗
？After you say what's the relationship with law?
我没有得救以前
，Before I was saved，
我的律法管辖之下。
I'm being controlled by the laws.
我得救了以后
，After I've been saved，
我还要在律法下面受管辖吗
？Do I still being controlled by the laws？
不，我不要受管辖。
No more.
因为我那个时候犯罪。
Because at the time when I sinned，
我犯罪的自由就是把自由交。交给律法去管辖，使我没有自由。
Because when I sin, I give my freedom to the control of law. I now lost my freedom.
把真尸体交给罪做奴仆的时候
，then when I truly give my part of my body to be the servant of righteousness，
罪就在我心中作王。
Sin now ruling upon me，
罪就管辖我。
And it controls me.
那因为我所谓犯罪，就是我违背了律法，就是犯罪。
Because when I sin, which means I go against the law,
律法就名正言顺可以审判我。
And very rightfully, law can judge me.
所以犯罪的人不是享受最终之路。
So those who sin are not enjoying freedom in sin,
而是自己礼让，让罪在心中作王管理他。
But actually, he allowed this sin to reign and rule over him.
所以罪的管理。
So the control of sin.
讲律法的审判
and the judgment of law
使我因为违背律法做的罪的奴仆
and because of that, because I go against the law, I become the slave of sin.
因为我在罪中做奴仆的时候是要受律法的管辖
because when I'm sinning in this sin, then I control my law.
你说我得救了
because I'm a saved sinner.
我已经新造的人了
I'm a new creation.
我现在属耶稣基督的
and I belong to Christ.
那么律法的管辖还在我身上吗
now the controlling power of law is still upon you.
我现在对律法还要怕吗
Do I still be afraid of law?
我已经从律法解脱出来了。
I'm liberated from law now.
我可以乱来，他也没有办法管我，因为耶稣救我了。
I can do anything because Christ just saved me. The law cannot do anything to me.
第七章这一段就是要解释这个问题。
But chapter 7 wants to explain this.
你现在没有人管辖了吗
？Now nobody is in control of you.
是啊。
Yes.
我自由啦。
I'm free.
我现在的自由是新生命的新自由。
Because it's a new freedom, a new life.
我从前的自由是已经出卖给罪。所以不是真自由。
My old freedom has been sold to sin. It's no more freedom.
我现在因为主的主权把我拯救出来，把新生命给我，有新自由给我。
Now because sovereignty of God has saved me, I have new creation. I have a new freedom.
那么基督徒跟律法有什么关系
？So what is the relationship of Christian and the law?
基督徒不在律法的管辖之下。
So Christians are no more under the control of the law.
那我们就可以玩弄律法吗
？Which means we can fool with law.
我们就可以随便犯罪而不怕律法吗
？We can sin without being frightened of the law.
怎么解决这个问题
？How do you solve this problem?
我是怎样脱离律法的呢
？How do I leave the law?
保罗举一个例子。
Paul make an example.
一个女人丈夫获罪的时候
，When a woman when this husband is still alive，
她没有真正自己绝对的自由。
He doesn't have a true freedom to herself.
因为在婚约里面
，because in law of marriage，
她是把自己交给这个男人。
He has now placed herself to this husband.
一生一世结为夫妇。
For the whole life when you are married，
所以对妻子来说，丈夫没有再跟别的男人、别的丈夫没有资格跟别的女人在发生关系。
And to this wife, the husband doesn't have the freedom to have any relationship with any woman at all.
甚至也没有第二个机会来选择别的女人做妻子。
And do not have a second chance to choose another woman to be the wife.
对丈夫来说
，And to the husband,
这个妻子在婚约中间既然嫁给我，属于我了。
This wife, since I've been married to me in the law of marriage,
她如果再跟别的男人上床
，If she were to have sexual relations with others,
她是淫妇。
She is an adulteress.
她是很肮脏、很污秽的女人。
She is a filthy adulteress.
她是违背婚约的女人。
Because she go against the law of marriage.
所以这样的男人在婚姻之外有感情、有关系是犯法的。
So men have extramarital sex, then he is against the law.
女人在婚姻之外有关系、有感情也是犯法的。
The same thing with the wife.
这样的婚约就把我们绑在一起。
So the law of marriage now bind us together.
婚约把我们绑在一起，到底是好事还是坏事
？It bind us together. Is it good or bad?
你们很盼望结婚，或者你盼望不必结婚呢
？You hope to get married or not to get married?
坏的男人。
Oh, the bad man.
他盼望一直玩这个女人，又可以玩别的女人， 所以就一直玩，不必结婚也不要结婚。
He hope they can play the fool around. He doesn't want to get married.
坏的女人
，by the bad woman，
一方面跟这个男人上床，如果有机会再跟别的男人上床，也不必结婚也不要结婚。
She also want to also fool around without getting married.
他们就享受更大的犯罪的自由。
So they enjoy the greater freedom of sinning.
对，他不愿意利用。
So they don't want to have this covenant.
因为他们认为这种约是一个辖制。
They thought that this covenant is a bondage.
这种约是一个管制。
This covenant is a controlling power.
这种约是一个限制。
This covenant is a limitation.
这种约是一个坟墓。
This covenant is a graveyard.
所以这些人根本不懂得真正在约束中间的自由是何等的享受。
So these people doesn't know enjoyment in the true bondage.
所以今天的许多人要同居不要结婚。
So the people want cohabitation, they want to get married.
他们就根本要享受。不要责任
so they want the enjoyment doesn't want to have the responsibility
像许多的基督徒要应许不要命令之一样
like allow this Christian want promises to don't want commandments
你真的爱神的话
when you truly love the word of God
你要先遵守命令才享受应许
you must first enjoy and obey the commandment before you enjoy the promises
你真正爱一个男人
when you truly love a man
你要享受真正的爱情的自由以前你先约束
Before you want to enjoy the true freedom of love, you must first be bound.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
my dear brothers and sisters,
但这个约束是好的
this bondage is good.
但这个约束到底什么时候结束呢
when will it end?
只有一个可能
only one possibility.
就是当死亡来临的时候
when death comes.
没有一个人可以约束另外一个人
no one can bind the other body.
所以当丈夫还在的时候
when husband's still alive.
你跟别人发生关系
when you have relationship with others.
你是淫妇
you are adulterous.
当丈夫死了以后
when husband died.
你再嫁给一个男人
when you get married.
你不是淫妇
you are not adulterous.
那个死了的不能跑来对你说为什么你跟别人结婚
and the one who is dead cannot judge you
因为他已经死了
because he's dead
所以他死了他的权柄就不能再管你了
when he's dead his power cannot no more control you
你已经脱离那个约那个限制和那个约束
so you are now away from the bondage and control of the power
所以这里的真正的意思不是讲谁死了
so the true meaning is not who is dead
这里的真正的意思就是死就把人跟另外一方面的关系隔绝了。
But rather is there a severe relationship of two parties?
那么基督徒跟律法有关系吗
？Now Christians really have a relationship with the law?
你可以说我信耶稣，我不受律法的管制，所以我可以乱来违背律法吗
？You see that I believe in Jesus, I'm no more in control in the law, now can sin any anytime I want.
我跟什么男人都在一起吗
？I can have a relationship with anybody.
不是的
，No.
你只能跟一个男人在一起。
You can only have a relationship with one man.
你的丈夫死了。
Because after the man has died,
你的自由还是用原则去限制的。
Because the, your freedom is still bound by principle.
这个原则就是原先丈夫在的时候，一个男人限制一个女人的那个原则。
That principle is that when the husband is still alive, one man control one woman.
但当死把两方面隔绝以后
，when the death severed two parties,
这一方面就没有责任在忠于那个已经死了。
So he's not, she has no more responsibility to be faithful to that dead man.
他还要用忠心真正的爱。在另外一个男人下面约束自己
But truly using the faithfulness He wants to be bound again by another man
这样这个自由不是淫妇的自由
So this freedom is not adulterous freedom
这个自由是贞洁的女子的自由
But also the, this, the freedom of a pure woman
那么一个真正守贞洁的女子
A one who is pure in the sex
她再结婚的时候不是失去贞洁
So when she get married She doesn't lose the purity
但是她因为丈夫死了再跟什么人都乱来的她就失去贞洁
But rather when the husband is dead She can relationship with anybody Then she has lost even the purity
那么基督徒跟律法的关系是什么呢
So what's the relationship of Christian law
死的隔绝
Because the severity of the death
所以律法没有办法去管教我了
Law cannot control me anymore
律法没有管教我
Now after he has no control on me,
是不是我就可以随便犯罪，也不可能违背律法
？Does it mean that I can sin as I want?
不是的
，No.
因为律法的精义
，because the meaning of law
就是在义里面。
That's in righteousness.
真理里面,
in truth.
愿意被耶稣,
that you want to be bound.
这个原则是没有改变,
this principle never changed.
那我现在得救了,
now I'm safe.
新造的生命,
new life.
在神里面, 在基督里面被重造过来,
in Christ Jesus I'm recreated.
我要怎么办呢?
What do I do?
现在我是归顺另外一个人,
so I now belong to another person.
像一个寡妇再嫁的时候, 就重新归属另外一个丈夫一样,
like a widow when you get married, you want to belong to another new husband.
那这个新的丈夫是谁呢?
So who is this husband?
新的归属是谁呢?
Who is this new belonging?
就是从死里复活的耶稣基督,
that's Jesus Christ who resurrected from death.
他用他的死, 用他的生命来救赎我,
he uses death and life to save me.
用他的爱来吸引,
with his love to attract me.
我从最终出来因信称义,
from sin I'm justified now.
我从前在最中间受律法的管制,
I was in sin and controlled by this law.
我现在得救以后就被义所管制,
after I've been saved and controlled by righteousness.
这样, 这个自由不是放荡,
then this freedom is not a loose in the lust.
这个自由不是放纵情欲,
not letting loose in the lust.
这个自由在新生命的原则里面被约束,
but this freedom in a new life you are being bound.
像过去的旧生命的中间被律法约束一样,
like in the old life you are being bound by laws.
那到底律法现在是怎么样呢?
Then what happens to law now?
对我来说,
to me,
律法死了,
it is dead.
对律法来说,
to law itself,
我已经死了,
I'm dead.
现在我要解释这两句话,
I want to explain these two statements.
为什么对我来说, 律法死了呢?
What do you mean to me, law is dead?
因为律法不能再辖制我了,
because the law cannot control me anymore.
我已经不在他的辖制的范围,
I'm no more under his control.
所以他没有能力,
so he has no power now.
那么他的责任已经结束了,
his responsibility is ended.
所以我看律法的功用死了,
so I see the function of law is dead.
那不等于说律法不存在,
it doesn't mean the law doesn't exist.
也不等于律法在基督徒得救就没有功用了,
doesn't mean the law doesn't have any more function after Christian is saved.
连耶稣自己说,
even Christ just said,
我来,
I come,
不是废除律法,
not to abolish it,
乃是要成全律法,
but to fulfill.
请你注意听这里面有很多很微妙的关系,
very intimate relationship with it.
所以连耶稣基督都不敢说律法被毁掉,
even Jesus cannot say the law has been abolished.
所以基督徒没有资格, 没有权柄说, 现在律法是废掉了,
so Christians do not have the power to say now law is abolished.
但是对我来看, 律法某些的功用是死了,
but some of the function of law now is dead to me.
怎么讲呢?
What do you mean?
因为以色列人从律法领受了祭司的制度, 请你注意这些很重要的,
but the Israelites, they inherited this priesthood system.
祭司制度既然废弃了,
now priesthood system has been abolished,
律法也就改变了,
and the law now have changed.
这个希伯来书的作者很重的讲这句话,
the book of Hebrew, the author said it very heavily.
犹太人从律法领受了祭司的制度,
the Jews inherit the system of the priesthood from the law.
祭司的制度既然改变了,
and now the system of the priesthood has been changed,
律法也就要改变了,
and law also will be changed.
那么这里呢, 不是否定律法,
it is not denying law,
也不是轻看律法,
it doesn't despise law.
给我们看见律法的功用到某一个层次就有限的停止了,
but seeing the function of law at a certain state limitedly, you see,
律法的功用是什么呢?
What's the function of the laws?
定罪,
to condemn.
律法的功用是什么呢?
What's the function of the law?
叫人知罪,
to allow us to know what sin.
律法的功用是什么呢?
What's the function of law?
使人的最终领受的是咒诅跟刑罚,
that in sin we receive curse and condemnation.
这是律法的正面的或者说消极的功用,
this is a negative function of the law.
但律法还有隐藏着的超然的功用,
but it's a hidden supernatural function of the law,
超过字句,
something that transcends the word,
超过旧约的价值,
transcend the value of the Old Testament.
那个超然的功用从来没有失去,
that transcending function has never lost.
所以当你说我看律法是死的,
when I see the law is dead to me,
什么意思呢?
What do you mean?
律法不能再定我的罪,
the law can no more condemn me,
因为我已经脱离了律法给我的限制,
because I have left the limitation coming from law itself.
我已经脱离了律法所带来的咒诅,
and also the curse that comes from law has been now done away with.
我脱离了抵触律法所要领受的上帝的怒气,
and done away with the wrath that I have in sin.
所以这样说来,
And then,
律法的这一方面的功用已经不再能行在我身上。
This function of law can no more now work in me now.
第二要。
And the second of it is,
罪的工价是什么？
What is the wage of sin?
罪的工价乃是死。
Death.
所以律法的要求是什么呢？
So what's the demand of law?
你犯罪。
You sin.
所以你犯罪以后呢？
After you sin,
我就要把你告来。
So I want to prosecute you.
来定你的罪。
To condemn you.
把刑罚临到你身上。
And the punishment come to you now.
因为罪的工价乃是死。
Because the wages of sin is death.
所以律法对犯罪的人的追讨就是让死运行在他的身上。
To those who have sinned, the law's demand is that now death come to you.
我犯罪。
I sin.
我怎么知道呢？
How do I know?
因为律法做证明。
Because the law will testify.
我违背律法，所以我犯罪。
I go against the law, that's why I sin. It means
你们在法庭看这件事情很清楚。
In the court, you see it clearly.
你触犯了637条。
You have gone against certain article of law.
你又触犯了728条。
And 728, you have gone against the law.
你又触犯了918条。
And articles 918.
你另外又触犯了1238条。
And also article 1238.
因为你触犯了这四个条例。
Because you have gone against this article.
所以你的罪名成立。
Now you have been the, condemned.
承认不承认？
Do you agree?
承认。
Yes.
承认就可以回家。
Then you go back.
是不是这样？
Is that so?
没有这个事。
No.
承认以后怎么样？
When acknowledge the guilty.
现在定你进监牢18年。
Now you go to jail for 18 years.
所以认罪的结果就是受罪。大家说一二三，认罪的结果就是受罪。这是律法的责任。
So that's the duty of the law to condemn you.
那么救恩的这个果效是什么呢？
Then what's the result of this salvation?
认罪的结果就是得赦罪。
That when you acknowledge, then you are forgiven.
这个跟世界上的公义的原则完全相反。
So it's totally different of the law of righteousness as compared to the world.
跟法院的规矩完全相悖。
And totally different with the rules of the court.
所以很多人听基督教的福音，越参加布道会，越看不起基督教。
So a lot of people when they come to the evangelist meeting, the more they attend, the more they despise Christianity.
我们以为上帝的爱这么大，可以感动人信耶稣。
We thought that God's love is so great, it can touch people's heart to come to Jesus.
那些比较好的人。原来犯什么罪一祷告就赦免了，这样的教会，这样的教我哪里要？
Those good people will say that whatever sin you have, you pray and it's forgiven. I don't deserve religion.
叫做罪违背人性。
And this go against human nature.
只要一祷告，什么罪都赦免。
You pray, all sins are forgiven.
这样的上帝是最不合公义的。
This kind of God is not a righteous God.
所以很多布道家的结果是使人越来越不信上帝。
And that's why a lot of evangelists cause people not to believe in God.
我不是说布道家完全错。
I'm not saying the events are totally wrong.
我告诉你，那些看不起这种布道而没有好好得到解释的人，也不能怪他完全错。
And those who despise this kind of preaching, we cannot blame them too.
所以做一个真正伟大、正确、深入、平衡的布道家，真是不容易。
A balanced and true evangelist is not easy.
因为他们讲的话是对的。
Because what they say is right.
认罪是要定罪。
You confess, you are condemned.
怎么认罪变成赦罪呢？
How can you confess and then you're forgiven?
没有看到神在基督里让基督受罪的咒诅的事实以前，他没有办法明白什么叫做赦罪。
Because before they see the curse that come upon Jesus after we have sinned, they cannot see what's the true forgiveness.
所以从我来说
so, to me,
律法对我定罪的功效已经没有了。
The condemnation of power of sin to me now is dead.
律法对我咒诅已经达到了。
The cursing power is rich.
因为我曾经死在罪中了。
Because I was dead in sin before.
我已经死了。
I'm dead.
那你的要求就是我死，我已经死了，你还有什么要求？
So your demand is that I die now, I'm dead.
所以对我来说，律法是死的。
So to me, this the law is dead.
对律法来说，我已经死了。
And to the law, I'm dead.
你的罪的工价就是死。
But the function of law is that I'm dead.
你说哪里我是我？哎呀，我
死了。Still alive?
基督徒什么时候死过呢？
When have you died?
所以这个死就要看怎样在我身上运行发动的死权。转移到在十字架上，我与他同死这件事情。
But you want to understand how the working power of death now having transferred upon Jesus caused him to die.
就是很深的事情。
This is a very deep, profound theory.
To die with Jesus Christ on His cross, to die in His death, 是这个意思。
与耶稣基督在十字架与他的死里面同死。
在基督的死里面死。
You are dead in Christ's death.
所以这样来说呢，我是死了。
So to me, I'm dead.
我既然已经死了，你还要讨债吗？
No, I'm dead. What debt do I have to you?
你还要追讨什么呢？
What kind of debt do I have to pay you?
罪的工价就是 是。
The wage of sin is dead.
我是的，我犯罪。
Yes, I've sinned.
我违背律法。
I go against the law.
这条那一条我都违背了。
I've gone against every law.
那么你要我什么？
What do you mean?
要我死？
What for me? You want me to die?
我死了。
I'm dead.
你现在再来找我做什么？我已经死了。
And what for you come and look after me? Because I'm dead.
你说你死了怎么会讲话？
You're dead. If they have
a sick. 我现在这个讲话回应你的这个我是死里复活的我。
The one who speak to you, respond to you is the one who resurrected from dead.
那个你要追讨给他死的那个我不是这个我，那个是已经在十字架上与基督同死的那个我。
The one who wants to seek for the dead, he has already died in Christ Jesus.
是这样从律法来看，我死了。
So to the law, I'm dead.
你不能再追债了。
You cannot find any debt.
你不能再苛求了。
You cannot demand anything from
me. 罪的工价就是死。
Because the wage of sin is death.
六章二十三节。
And chapter 6
verse 3. 我就因犯罪我死了。
I've sinned, I'm dead.
当我犯罪的时候。
When I was sinning.
罪的行为从我自由地流露出去。
And this sinful conduct from me flows freely.
罪的权柄在我里面发动，要使我的生命进到死的地步。
And the power of this sin is that it works upon me so that I go to death.
罪是一个权柄。
And the power of the sin.
这就是为什么第五章到第八章用的罪是单数的，不是多数。
And that's in chapter 8, 5 to chapter 8, the sin that's used is singular sin.
这个保罗的救恩神学里面很特别的一个特点。
Paul's doctrine of salvation is very clear here.
他讲信不是讲信词。
It's called S-I-N.
这个 hamartia, 这个是单数的一个。
Hamartia is a singular.
这个罪变成拟人化了。
So it become a personified.
这个罪变得好像有人格一样的。
Like a personified with personhood.
与我同在。
When he was with me.
这个罪变成一个损坏生命的能力在我的里面。
Sin become a destroying power in me.
这个罪变成一个发动的力量要使我死。
Become a power that work in me to cause me to die.
我起初犯罪的时候。
When I first sin.
因为很自由。
Because it's free.
好像你开车。
Like you're driving.
路上一个人招手。
Someone waves to you on the road.
你心里想我很忙我不睬他。
You say I'm busy, I don't look at him.
后来靠近原来是很美丽的女孩子。
Oh, very beautiful girl actually.
你刚好很孤单。
You're very lonely.
就停下来。
Then you stop.
啊，我孤单还有两百公里，有个美女在旁边多不舒服。
So I'm lonely, 200 miles to go, there's one to accompany you, girl.
哦，上来上来上来。
Please come.
你请她上来的时候。
When you ask her to come.
你说这个是一个突然来的意外收获。
This is an accidental gift.
美丽的女子身边陪我两百公里。
A beautiful accompanying for 200 kilometers.
好机会。
Good chance.
啊，那么她不但喜欢你。
No, only that she loves you.
她还给你吃糖果。
And give you sweets.
抱着你。
To embrace you.
你开车很忙，她给你喂喝的东西。
And she also feed you when you're driving.
其到里面都是毒药。
But all poisons.
所以你明白了。
So you understand now.
你以为你玩弄罪恶。
You thought you're fooling with sin.
你会被罪玩弄。
But you ain't fooled by sin.
犯罪的结果呢？
So the result of sin is.
就像美女把毒品放在你的里面。
Like beautiful girl putting the poison in you.
罪在里面发。动的权柄，结果就是要你死。
So now sin work out the power in you so that you die.
所以你犯罪，你得到罪的工价乃是死。
So when you sin, the wage of sin is death.
那么你结果呢？发现。
So now you discover.
你得不到他。
You cannot have her.
因为到半路，他跑去别的车那里去。
Well, halfway she ran away.
他说我们加油的时候，我停下来一下，好不好
？We go to the petrol station. We stop for a while.
就不见了。
She disappeared.
当他去了以后呢
？When she disappeared,
他的毒没有去呀。
The poison still stayed there.
你懂吗
？Do you know?
所以你再开的时候
，So when you continue your journey,
不是跟女人在一起开。
You're not going with a lady.
你是跟快要死的毒在你身上开。
With the poison you're driving.
所以越来越发作。
So、now it works out.
他去了。
She has gone.
他的都在你里面。
But the poison is in you.
怎么样发作呢
？How does it work?
留在你心脏里面。
In your heart.
流到你血液的里面。
In your blood.
流到你的脑里面。
In your brain.
所以这个都就发动在你身上。
So it work out.
怎么办呢
？What do you think?
当你再开20公里的时候。
So when you drive for another 20 kilometers.
你开始向左向右晃了。
You sway.
晃来晃去，你不知道怎么样了。
You sway.
当你还没有死以前呢。
Before you die.
你看见一个医院在那里。
You see the hospital's bed.
你就快快朝着红色字，你就跑过去。
So we go to the cross.
你那个时候就把毒在身上的发动带到医生的病床上。
So you bring this working out poison to the hospital.
这就是当你接受主的情形。
That's where the time when receive Jesus.
所以主啊
，Lord，
你现在做什么
？What to do？
我正在为你死。
I die for you.
我与你同死好不好？
Is it good for me to die with you?
我把我的死交在你的死里面。
Put my death into your death.
我那个要死我死的，我就交给你，你来担当好了。
So the one that caused me to die, you will take it from me.
耶稣没有说你这样没有良心。
Jesus said no.
我要死了，你还要给我死上加
死。I'm about to die. You want to cause me to die again?
耶稣回答说什么
？What is his reply?
我来就是来为你死。
I come to die for you.
我来就是用我的死来担当你的死。
To use my death to shoulder your death.
我用我的死来解决你不能解决的死。
Using my death to solve the problem of your unsolvable death.
这个叫做归入主的死。
That's called we are dying in Christ.
这个叫做与主同死。
That you die with Christ.
我们与基督一同死的时候
，When you die with Christ,
我的生命与基督的生命连在一起。
My life is together with Christ's life.
我的都就流到耶稣的身上。
And my poison come to Him.
而耶稣基督是唯一能够解决这个死权有的生命的大门。
And Jesus is the only one that can solve this problem of life.
而我里面的生命不堪一击。
My life in me cannot go against
Him. 因为这个罪的力量比我的生命的力量更大。
Because the power is greater than my power of life.
这毒使我的权柄比我胜过毒的权柄的生命更大。
The poison is going to poison me is greater than my life to go against it.
所以当我归入基督的死的时候
，When I enter into the life of Jesus,
我的罪就在耶稣的身上发动。
My sin now work in Jesus.
那么我没有办法克服的
，The one I cannot solve,
我就交给耶稣基督。
I give it to Jesus.
耶稣的能力就得胜罪恶。
Jesus' power overcomes sin.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他有无穷之生命的大能来做祭司。
Because he has the power of the infinite life, he became priest.
这也是在律法制度中间的祭司所没有的能力。
And that's the power that is those who are in the system of priesthood do not have.
如果你看希伯来书，你看得很清楚。
If you read the book Hebrews so clearly,
在律法制度下面领受祭司这份的人
，and the priesthood system under the legal system，
他们都是自己有罪
，they themselves are sinful，
有十足个
，and also they are separated by death，
都是软弱的。
They are weak.
他们没有一个是发誓祭。
No one of them can live on themselves.
没有一个祭司可以为我们赎罪。
No single priest can redeem us.
甚至祭司为以色列人赎罪以前，要先为自己赎罪。
Even when they redeem on behalf of the people of Israel, they got to redeem themselves first.
所以在律法制度里面领受这种祭司这份的，没有办法解决罪的问题。
So he who has a priesthood in the legal system do not solve this problem.
所以希伯来书告诉我
，So the book Hebrews says,
耶稣为祭司
，Jesus is priest，
不是照着肉体的条例。
Not according to flesh,
两件事
，two things，
不是照着肉体的条例，什么意思
？Not according to flesh，
第一
，the first，
肉体的条例做祭司一定是亚伦的后代，立位支派。
Because in flesh you must come after as a descendant of Aaron.
耶稣基督是犹大支派，是大卫的子孙。
But Jesus
按照肉体的条例，他不可以做祭司。
But Jesus belongs to the tribe of Judah, not Levi. According to the flesh system, he cannot become a priest.
因为在立位支派中间，从来没有不可以出君王。
Because in the Levi system, you cannot have a king.
照样在犹大支派中间，不可以有人可以做祭司。
The same thing with the Judah tribe, you cannot have a priest.
所以这个不可能的。
So it's not possible.
第二样
，the second，
不是照着肉体的条例。
Now according to flesh system，
因为摩西、亚伦在立位支派里面生下的大祭司，都是从生育传下这个职分。
Because the high priest that come after Moses to Aaron come from the human production，
但是耶稣基督不是。
But Jesus did not come from human reproduction。
既然不是祭司的后代，肉身所生的祭司。
Since he's not coming from the flesh as a priest。
他怎么可以做祭司呢
？How can he be a priest？
上帝启示说，你不是照着亚伦的后代，照着墨基洗德的等次，永远做大祭司。
Because God's revelation is that you're not coming from flesh system, but from Melchizedek.
感谢上帝
，Praise the Lord。
所以律法制度中间的祭司跟赎罪是不能成就的。
So the redemption coming from priests, coming from the system of law, cannot accomplish this.
只有那超过律法。
Only he who transcends the law，
不在肉体条例之下
，not in the descendant of the flesh，
永恒的上帝
，or the eternal God，
按照墨基洗德所立的永恒的祭司，耶稣基督才能成就。
According to all the Melchizedek， then only he becomes the true priest。
所以希伯来书他不是照着肉体的条例。
So according to the book of Hebrews， he's not coming from the flesh system，
乃是照着无穷之生命的大能
，but from the eternal life， the power from there，
做了永远的祭司。
and become the eternal priest.
所以就无穷生命的大能，像一个无限大 infinity。
The infinity,
infinity over 100 million, still equal to infinity.
So infinity is infinity.
Infinity minus 1,000 million, still equal to infinity.
所以无限大减去再大的数目还是无限大。
没有宗教可以这样解释。
There's no such religion that can interpret this.
没有宗教可以这样了解。
No religion can understand in this manner.
感谢上。
Praise the Lord.
所以这一节圣经很重要。
So this passage is very important.
律法像已经死了的丈夫。
The law is like a dead husband.
没有办法再追讨你现在为什么不是在我下面受我管辖。
No more can it demand control over you.
因为那个被你管辖的已经死了。
The one who is being controlled by the law is dead now.
罪的工价是死，他就死了嘛。
Because the wages of sin is death, and now he is dying.
所以我看你的功用也已经死了。
I see your function also is dead.
因为你祭司的制度在律法里面所领受的是按肉体条例，没有办法拯救人的。
Because the system of prison under the law cannot solve our primary flesh.
我不归在你下面。
I do not belong to you now.
那么你归在谁下面？
So to whom that you belong?
我已经死了。
I'm dead.
我现在归在基督下面。
And now I belong to Christ.
你死了怎么归在基督下面？
When the dead, how can you belong to Christ?
我归入基督的死里面死，我就归入基督的活里面活。
Because I die in Christ's death and resurrected in His resurrection.
有这么伟大的神学，
such profound theological thinking,
这么深奥的道理，
so profound doctrine.
如今活着，
now I live.
不再是我。
Not me.
因为那个旧我已经与基督同死。
Because the old self is dead with Christ.
那么那死的工价已经完成。
And the function of death now is complete.
死了以后。罪就不能再罪他。
After you die, the sin cannot ask any demand from you.
Finished.
It's finished.
Completed.
It's finished.
Requirement is already fulfilled.
所需要的要求都已经完成了。
已经满意你所要求的一切了。
It is all fulfilled.
那怎么办呢？
What to do now?
现在完全没有关系。
No more relationship.
我死掉这个我的，再活过来的时候。
The dead shall now be resurrected.
是一个新生命。
It's a new life.
是一个新创造。
New creation.
从今以后。
Henceforth.
我不在律法之下。
No more under law.
但是我在一个新的丈夫的下面。
But under new husband.
新的管辖的下面。
New control.
谁啊？
Who?
我主耶稣基督。
My Lord Jesus Christ.
为我从死里活的耶稣基督。
He resurrected from dead.
所以我在你的新生命下面。
Now I'm in this new life.
永远顺服。
Forever I submit myself.
那这样是不是因此轻看律法呢？
Do I now despise the law?
不是。
No.
律法救赎的不可能性已经显明出来。
The impossibility of receiving power of the law has been manifested.
律法正面成为上帝的公义、慈、公义、善良跟圣洁的彰显的这个功用还是存在。
That the positive function of manifesting of the righteousness of God is still there.
我几十年感到这段圣经很难解释。
For tens of years, I find this verse difficult to understand.
许多基督徒了，再读，读了，再读，读了，就是这样算了。
And many times we read, and we can't understand.
今天我给你交代清楚。
Today I want to expound clearly to you.
什么叫做律法不能再追讨我？
When this dog cannot demand from me anymore.
我现在不在他的辖制之下。
I'm no more under control of law.
什么叫做我已经死了？
What do you mean that I'm dead now?
我在基督的身体的死里面死了。
In the death of Christ, I'm dead.
为什么这里讲基督的身体呢？
What is the dead in Christ's body?
基督有身体才能死。
Because Christ comes with a body and then he can die.
基督的灵性从来没有死。
Because the spirit of Christ is never dead.
基督的人性会死。
And his human nature can die.
基督的神性绝对不能死。
But his deity cannot die.
所以基督死的时候是站在代替我罪人的身份受审判的时候，亲身担当我的罪而死。
When he died standing in the position of a sinner, substitute our place to die in the flesh.
我只有与基督同死。
Only when I die together with Christ,
我才能解决罪的工价，就是死。
Then I can
say this.
Can I solve the event that wage of sin is death?
感谢上。
Praise the Lord.
我怎么会复活呢？
How can I resurrect?
因为基督有无穷至生命的大能。
Because there's an infinite life power in Jesus.
所以他以这个绝对的无穷的大能从死里复活的时候。
And with this infinite power of life when he resurrected,
使所有的权柄加起来全部给他一笔勾销。
All power, totality of that have been abolished.
Infinity minus 10 million still equal to infinity.
所以无限大减去100万还是无限大。
一百亿、一万万亿还是一样
，still infinity，
因为它无限大
，because infinity，
无限的就是无限
，infinity is infinity，
有限的就是有限
，and finite is finite，
有限加有限加有限加有限加有限加有限加有限加有限，讲到你嘴巴歪还是有限。
No matter how many times you add up in finite, it's still finite.
所有人的罪加起来
all our sin added together.
所有的罪归到他身上
and it comes to Jesus.
Jehovah put all our sins upon him.
耶和华把我们重罪归到他身上
所有的罪归到他身上
all our sins now coming to him.
你所有的是有限的所有
It's only a finite all.
他的一是无限的一
But that one is infinity.
The only infinity who conquered.All totality of the totality of the sinners still infinite.
Now, 唯一的无限，它能够克服所有的有限的总和的有限，还是能够克服。
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
上帝的道，上帝的道真是清楚的。
The word of God is so clear.
苏醒我们的心。
It revives our heart.
打开我们的眼睛。
Open our eyes.
使我们的悟性了解被。抒情起来
so they can understand.
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord.
现在我们再读这一段圣经，你就更清楚。
Now we read this passage, so you are clear.
我们大家再读第一节到第六节。
Verses 1 to 6.
来生来读。
The rich gather.
罗马书第七章第一节，一二三，弟兄们，我现在对明白律法的人说，你们岂不晓得，律法管人是在活着的时候吗？就如女人有了丈夫，丈夫还活着。就被律法约束，丈夫若死了，就脱离了丈夫的律法。所以丈夫活着，他若归于别人，便叫淫妇；丈夫若死了，他就脱离了丈夫的律法。虽然属于别人，也不是淫妇。我的弟兄们，这样说来，你们借着基督的身体，在律法上也是死了，叫你们归于别人。就是归于那从死里复活的，叫我们结果子给上帝。因为我们属肉体的时候，那因律法而生的恶，与就在我们肢体中发动，以致结成死亡的果子。我们既然在捆我们的律法上死了，现今就脱离了律法，叫我们服侍主，要按着心灵的新样。不按着义文的旧样，我们再次低头祷告。
Let's pray.